Welcome to the Full of Money audio commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:37 British Summer Time. Today is October 16th. And today was a rather impressive day, particularly in the latter half, when news of Spain being offered a precautionary credit line hit the markets. That increased the net positives for Europe, and the Spanish IBEX was up over 3%, the MIB in Italy was up over 2.5%, the FTSE was up 1.12%, the DAX up 1.5%, the CAC up 2.3%. And on Wall Street, the S&P was up over 1%, so was the NASDAQ, so was the TSX, so was the Mexican index, and the Brazilian index was up by about 0.25%. So the bounce that we've had in stock markets over the last week is continuing, and the upside key reversals that were posted in Europe on a number of those indices last Thursday have had that follow through. They're pushing back up into overhead resistance, and that's really quite a positive. And for the vast majority of these indices, the progression of higher reaction lows has remained intact. And the fact that the upside is being or the banks are leading to the upside is really another positive. The FTSE Banks Index continues to extend its breakout and looks like it is going to push back into the overhead trading range, and it does look like that what we've seen in the last few months is more than a short-term advance, and that we are going to see some additional upside and possibly a fairly significant upside for some of these banking shares, because they are deeply they're coming from deeply oversold levels in general. And given the fact that we're starting to see a little bit of clarity coming into the response of Europe to Spain's difficulties in particular, is a net positive. And it removes one of those political concerns that have been of such a worry to the majority of investors. It was a net positive day in Asia. The Nikkei, which is probably the most oversold of any of the major cap indices, had a good bounce today. It was up 1.5% or just about. And the chances are that it's going to follow through to the upside tomorrow. And the Shanghai A shares continue to test the progression of lower rally highs. They were steady in here today, but they need to do more, and they need to break that progression of lower rally highs to really suggest that short covering is in evidence and that demand is returning to dominance beyond the very short term. The precious metal markets, having been really quite weak yesterday and have been in a reactionary phase for much of the last month, found at least short-term support in here today, and gold was stronger by about $10, platinum by $12, and silver by $24, and palladium unwound all of yesterday's decline and was up 6. Given the fact that we've had such an impressive rally in the precious metals from August, and they've unwound much of their short-term overbought condition and are back into potential areas of support, then, and when we look at it in the context of the medium-term trend, and gold in particular moving from the distribution to the accumulation phase of this more than year-long process of consolidation, then the chances are that once demand begins to reassert itself, the likelihood is that gold will move on to new high ground and break through the $1,800 and then $1,900 levels in relatively short order once it gets going. So we are potentially at the lower end of this current 1 month reaction, and the chances are that once support has been demonstrated beyond a few days, then the chances are we're going to see some additional upside, and potentially significant additional upside. Given the firmer tone on stock markets and in the precious metal markets, and indeed in the industrial metals, which have been really quite weak, and lumber today was limbed up, so it was stronger by a full $10. So there is interest starting to return to the commodity complex and the industrial side of that complex. But also, today was an important day in government bonds. U.S. treasuries were weaker by a full point. Eurobonds weaker by 0.75 points and gilts by 0.75 points. And particularly in the case of bonds, they encountered resistance today in the region of 141.5. They closed out the day at 140.75, but it's from an area of previous resistance. And so far, while they've had a good bounce, it hasn't been of the same magnitude that we've seen previously. And if we are going to see additional clarity coming into this European situation, then there isn't the great need for this massive hedge in bunds, and we could see some additional weakness. And likewise with the euro, which pushed through 130 today and is closing out the day up a full cent at 130.54. The majority of people have been really very nervous about the prospects for the euro, but it found support where it needed to, back at above 120, closer to 125. It's unwound the overbought condition relative to the 200-day moving average, and now it's pushing above it. And this is now turning into more than a short covering rally, and we've potentially seen a medium-term low for the euro. And that view would be predicated on the political conditions continuing to improve and the Europeans settling on and agreeing upon a formula to resolve the banking crisis and to relieve some of the more emburdened governments of the massive amount of bank debt they've had to acquire. And provided that occurs, then there is substantial room for the euro to improve in this environment. Of course, improve against what? And particularly against the US dollar, because that is where the greatest degree of uncertainty is likely to be in the short term, at least until the November election. So that's a net positive for risk assets. And something that has been characteristic of all the quantitative easing inspired rallies over the last 3 years is that they've tended to go on for longer than most expected. And as long as the progressions of higher reaction lows remain intact, we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. And it is also interesting that the Nasdaq, which had probably pulled back more than most, was firmer yesterday and followed through in here today, and that is also a net positive. The fact that oil prices remain too steady by half is a cloud on the horizon, and the potential that we could have an energy crisis is a potential worry that's sort of out there on the horizon. But in the short term, we can give the benefit of the doubt to the upside for risk assets generally, and that would suggest that government bonds are unlikely to be the best performing asset class, at least for the short term and potentially the medium term, because they represent perhaps the most overvalued asset in the world today. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.